USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The family that owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma used Swiss and other hidden accounts to transfer over $1 billion to themselves. The state of New York is asking a judge to enforce subpoenas to Purdue and its owners, the Sackler family, and they said they've uncovered what was previously unknown wire transfers over several financial institutions. The transfers bolster allegations by New York and other states that the Sacklers worked to shield their wealth in recent years because of mounting worries about legal threats over the painkillers. Lawmakers investigating the market dominance of big tech asked Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Apple for a broad range of documents, making a step forward in Congress's bipartisan probe of those companies. Letters went out from the House Judiciary Committee, which has been conducting sweeping investigations of all those companies and their impact on competition and consumers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The negotiating team from the Taliban arrived in Russia, according to the Associated Press, just days after President Donald Trump declared dead a deal with the insurgent group in Afghanistan. Russian state news agency TASS cited the Taliban's Qatar-based spokesman Suhail Shaleen as saying the delegation held consultations with President Vladimir Putin's envoy for Afghanistan. It was the Taliban's first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 14 days in prison for a bribe to rig her daughter's SAT scores. A total of 51 people have been charged in the scheme, the biggest college admissions case ever prosecuted by the Justice Department. Prosecutors had sought a month in prison for Huffman while her lawyers said she should get probation. Huffman pleaded guilty in May to a single count of conspiracy and fraud. She must report for her prison sentence in 6 weeks and must pay a $30,000 fine plus perform 250 hours. Of community service. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Another storm could be on the way for the already heavily damaged Bahamas. With that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
Forecasters continue to keep a close eye on potential Tropical Cyclone 9, which is now a cluster of showers and thunderstorms slowly organizing over the Bahamas. The tropical disturbance could move over the eastern waters of the Gulf of Mexico, or it could become more organized and move toward the Atlantic coast. The disturbance comes on the heels of Hurricane Dorian, a Category 5, which slammed into the northern Bahamas last week. If the system becomes a tropical storm, it would be called Humberto. Forecasters say torrential downpours are likely across the Bahamas and parts of Florida.
San Francisco's iconic cable cars will stop running for 10 days starting this weekend while they undergo the final repairs in a 3-year restoration project of the gearboxes that propel the world-famous system up the city's steep hills. Shuttle buses will run along the 3 cable car routes where historic cars typically travel at a steady 9.5 miles an hour, according to the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency. The agency said it needs to get the manually operated cable cars off the streets to rehabilitate the gearboxes that power the system that started in the 1890s. The shutdown is sure to disappoint many tourists who are visiting the city within the next week. The city says 7.5 million passengers ride the cable cars each year. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.